and you know, get some of the younger guys or some of the guys who don't play as much, give them more reps in practice, and give them a chance to go at it. And that's pretty much how the bye week goes.
Do you watch Michigan at all this week? Are you gonna take time to watch them?
Yeah, you know, take advantage of the time and take advantage of how much film you can watch on the week where you don't have a game. So I started on some of my film.
How much pride do you take in the fact that every statistical category, the defense has improved from a year ago? And it's your senior year and everything. How much pride do you have in that?
A lot of pride, you know. Right now, you know, our defense, we're not where we want to be, but we're in the right direction, and it just shows that we're just trying to work together as a unit and just go and reach our goals and just get better and improve. And that's just something that we're trying to do, and that's something that we are doing, and I take pride in that a lot.
How much does it help you guys as linebackers to have the defensive line make the improvement they've made during the course of the season?
You know, when you can get penetration up front and get those guys making plays up front, it helps a lot, you know, and that's where it starts. And, you know, they're doing a very good job, and, you know, hopefully they do a great job the rest of the way.
Does it seem possible it can be your last game at Kinnick coming up? Does it seem possible that your last game at Kinnick is already right here?
You know, I was talking with Hitchens about that the other day. You know, it goes by fast, and it's just an honor to have one more game at Kinnick, which is my last one in Kinnick, and, you know, it should be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's kind of hard to believe, but, you know, it's here, so just take advantage of every opportunity.
You know, you've done it 4 years, too, all three of you linebackers. Redshirt years. That's really rare in college football.
None of us redshirted, but, you know, we just was asked to do something our freshman year and just wanted to be a part of the team and just help something happen, so that's what we did.
About November, you guys have last year, you guys were just trying to hang on in November. This year, you seem like a team that's out to prove something.
Yeah, you know, what happened last season, you know, was pretty bad. You know, we didn't want to have that feeling again, and we want to make a difference this year. And right now we're improving a lot. And we did win game 6, and, you know, we're just trying to prepare to win game 7 and 8 and see where that takes us.
I know you're trying to block last year's Michigan game out of your mind and last season out of your mind, but when you're preparing for them next week, does it help the fact that even though their offense is different from a year ago, that they have the same quarterback that you faced?
You know, you don't want to dwell on last year too much, but, you know, you have to remind yourself that they did have your card last year, and they did beat us by a lot last year. So, you know, we want to empty that out of our minds and just prepare for a new challenge and prepare for a new Michigan team. But just know that they did beat us last year, and, you know, we got to just try to take care of business this year and see where it goes.
How much preparation do you do for them between now and whenever you guys get the game plan?
You know, you just first, you can do a self-scout of yourself and just see things that hurt you and just know that they're watching film as well, and they'll pick up some of those plays that may hurt you. So we just got to make sure we eliminate those and go back and fix problems. And then get a jump on them and just see some of the things that they do. Don't overdo it. Don't overwatch the film. You know, just kind of see how they're doing and see some of their major plays and just get a jump on them.
You like having a second bye week here?
Yeah. You know, it gives you a chance to get your body back together, to get your legs. And, you know, it creates an advantage, you know, while our other opponents are playing back-to-back. We're kind of relaxing, just getting our legs back and watching more film, too.
You remember that play that down by your goal line, the one where I think it was they had 15 seconds to throw the ball. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, he was scrambling around.
Yeah. Is that one that you guys have kind of relived a little bit this week and kind of using for motivation? You guys eventually made the play, that play.
Yeah.
It just took 15 seconds to do it.
You know, it just reminds you to keep focused and stay in the game, you know. 15 seconds for a play is a long time. And for you to run around and he's running around trying to create plays, it just makes you know that you have to get the ball carrier down or make an incompletion or something like that. So it just makes you know that you have to complete every play, you know, whether the play lasts 2 seconds or whether the play lasts 20 seconds. You got to complete and finish the play.